my speech. Job and listen to all my words. Behold, now I open my mouth. My tongue and my mouth speaks. My words are from the integrity of my heart, and my lips speak knowledge sincerely. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Take your stand. Behold, I belong to God. Like you are to have been formed out of the clay. Behold, no fear of me should terrify you, nor should my against me. He counts me as his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He washes all my paths.
Keeps his soul back from the pit, and his life from perishing by the spear. A person is also rebuked by pain in his bed, and with constant complaint in his bones, so that his life loathes bread. And his soul food that he should crave, his flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones which were not seen stick out. Then his soul comes near to the pit, and his life to those who bring death. If there is an interceding angel for him, one out of a thousand, to remind a person of what is right for him, and he is gracious to him and says, free him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Let his flesh become fresher than in youth, and let him return to the days of his youthful vigor. Then he will pray to God, and he will accept him. so that he may see his face with joy. And he will restore his righteousness to that person. He will sing to people and say, I have sinned and perverted what is right, and it is not proper for me. He has redeemed my soul from going to the pit. In my life will see the light. Behold, God does all these things for a man two or three times, to bring back his soul from the pit, so that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Pay attention, Job, listen to me, keep silent and let me speak. Silent, and I will teach you.